This is Fresh Air. Frank Zappa is currently producing a series of compact discs featuring previously unreleased recordings of his live performances, including his work with the Mothers of Invention. Rock critic Ken Tucker has some thoughts on the merits of this project.
I may be vile and pernicious, but you can't look away. I make you think I'm delicious with the stuff that I say. I am the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? Well, I'm the slime oozing out from your TV set.
Frank Zappa is one of those unclassifiable rock musicians who can fairly be called an eccentric, a sourpuss, a genius, and a creep. He's recorded over 50 albums since he began his career in the late 60s with the Mothers of Invention. In recent years, he's become the most outspoken rock star to oppose the censorship of the Parents Music Resource Center. A project is currently underway to get many of Zappa's concert performances released on compact disc. The CD company Ryko Disc recently began a series called You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore. The first volume includes songs from Frank Zappa shows recorded between 1969 and 1982. Over the next couple of years, Ryko Disc is planning to gradually release 6 double CD sets that will total more than 13 hours of music. The question is this effort worth it?
Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said one more time, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, just for Vinny, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Well, right about that time, people, a bird rapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
That's Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, the mere start of a 20-minute performance, the tip of a discolored iceberg, as it were. This is a good example of what might be called the Zappa paradox, an exceptionally talented, often quite original musician who is constantly subverting his own good music to make dumb, dirty jokes. Zappa's answer to this is that if all he made was good music, he wouldn't have the large, business-supporting cult following he has. It's probably true that Zappa's mostly male audience discovers him in high school, when his mixture of rock, blues, 20th century classical, jazz, and opera combines with his excessive vulgarity to make him seem a daring, liberating musician. After a while, though, the genius versus the jerk question occurs to the listener. If you come to think he's a jerk, you move on to Ornette Coleman and U2. If you decide he's a genius, you start giving your money to Ryko Disc. For in addition to these performances, the company has put most of Zappa's studio recordings onto crisp-sounding CDs. These include undeniably first-rate albums like Freak Out and Hot Rats. That's You Didn't Try to Call Me, recorded in 1980 in Munich, featuring Ike Willis on vocals. Over the years, Zappa has gone through a slew of musicians, some of whom are or were famous. These include Mark Volman and Howard Kalin of the Turtles, the late Lowell George of Little Feet, jazz musician George Duke, and guitarist Steve Vai, now in David Lee Roth's band. No one with any originality stays long with Zappa, because you have to submit to his will, and that can lead you to anything from witty pastiche to bad toilet jokes. More dispiriting, I would think, is constant exposure to the Zappa worldview, which holds that the audience is a bunch of idiots and that pop culture is relentlessly greedy and venal. It's a measure of Zappa's talent that he's managed to last as long as he has with that attitude. That attitude, in fact, got him a hit in 1982 with Valley Girl, a novelty tune sung by his daughter, Moon Unit Zappa. But this is finally what makes Frank Zappa a marginal rock figure. He's working in a genre for which he ultimately has contempt, and given that context, even genius can sound intriguing and yet wear thin pretty fast.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is Fresh Air.